Last but not the least, in case of a diabetic patients, usually we have seen certain dermatosis associated with diabetes. One of those is the necrobiosis lipoidica diabetic coram, which is a plaque, yellowish brown in appearance, seen on the anterior shin, and they have a yellowish brown appearance, shiny surface with the surrounding hyperpigmentation and overlying telangiectasias. So sometimes the ulcer may also develop in the lesions of necrobiosis lipoidica. This ulcerative type of necrobiosis lipoidica diabetic coram can present when it is resistant to therapy, and SCC may also develop in these lesions. It is due to degenerative changes of the collagen as a result of a microangiopathy or immune complex disease, leading to the development of these ulcers. So the typical features of the necrobiosis lipoidica diabetic coram will help us to differentiate it from the other causes of the ulcers. The factors which can lead to the ulceration is trauma, poor circulation over the pre-tibial area, or exaggerated immune response.